Yeah, what is your name, sir?
Darrell Borkin.
Mr. Borkins, okay. And once again, I'm sorry to ask you twice, but what is your name and the ABC number, sir?
Darrell Borkin, 197236.
Thank you, sir. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Currency for your revocation hearing regarding the three allegations on your warrant. And based on the information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on March the 15th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself today?
Yes.
Mr. Borkins, as you can see, there are five board members participating in your hearing today. And they are, on the other end from me is the Honorable Mr. Lee Carruthers. Right next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On my other side is the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse. And on the other side of her, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'll be serving as your panel chair and board chair this morning. We also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you see there, and that is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of the day. Mr. Borkins and Mr. Westby, will both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you God and you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Mr. Borkins, as I indicated, you have three allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Please tell me whether it is true or false once I've read it. The first one reads that you have violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on about February 20th, 2018, per the TAS GCMS lab report date February 26th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you have violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of opiates without a valid prescription on or about February 20th, 2018, per the TAS lab report dated February 26th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, now with the next one, the third allegation, I'm going to give you another choice, although you do not show a DR or a booking number, but I'm going to give you another choice on this one, and that one is that you can say whether it's true, false, or that you plead the fifth. And the reason I'm giving you that choice, I do take note that the Phoenix Police Department was involved in that situation with allegation number three, and if this has not been resolved already in the court system, which we do not know at this time, then this hearing is being recorded, and they can request a copy of it, the prosecutor or your attorney. So after I read number three, allegation number three, you can tell me whether it's true, false, or that you want to plead the fifth. You don't want to talk about the story. Do you understand? Okay, number three, that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5 is demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior on or about February 17, 2018 at V-Way 2501 West M Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Sir, is that one true, false, or do you wish to plead the fifth, sir?
Mr.
Okay, as much as you wish to plead the fifth, we still have to take testimony on that one. Therefore, we're going to request Mr. Westby if he would give us testimony on allegation number three at this time.
On February 20th, 2018, CCR DeNault was notified by staff at Beaver that the offender has been discharged from the program on February 17th, 2018, due to a physical altercation that occurred on February 17th, 2018. February 12, 2018, the Federal Police resided at V-Bay Recovery Housing at 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85017. On February 17, 2018, a Federal and another tenant, Austin Lanier, were engaged in a physical fight that occurred on the property at V-Bay approximately 2245 hours. Staff members observed the two individuals fighting and trying to push each other down the stairs. The fight was brought up by staff members, and both tenants were questioned about the circumstances of the fight. Based on statements provided to staff, it was concluded that the offender was smuggling drugs in the room, and when confronted by Lanier, the offender swung at him. It was decided that the offender was to be discharged from the property, and staff assisted with packing the offender's belongings. At this time, a pipe was found in the offender's property. Tony refused to leave the property. Phoenix police were called to assist to escort the offender. While waiting for the police, the offender was able to get the pipe and flush it down the toilet. When police arrived, the offender was escorted off the property, but returned and again had to be escorted off the property. And also attached to the warrant is an incident report from the Beaverton, describing the incident.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Barkley, we will not say anything else about allegation number three, but we will go on with the rest of it, and my motion will include allegation number three. And I'm going to make a motion at this time, and my motion as it relates to allegations one and two will be based upon the admission of Mr. Barkley. As it relates to allegation number three, it will be based upon Mr. Barkley pleading the fifth, as well as information contained in warrant number 20185051-2, as well as testimony provided to the board by the Department of Correction. And my motion will be to find that Mr. Barkley violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had, may have lapsed in criminal ways, and that is my motion.
Agreed.
Okay, but you know, motion by myself, seconded by Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, served by unanimous determination of the board. You've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're getting ready to go into phase two of the hearing, which is a very important phase, because at the end of phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. However, we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you, again, from the Department of Corrections. I'm going to ask that you remain quiet, and we'll be back to talk with you shortly. Mr. Westby, sir, would you give us some background information on Mr. Borkin?
On February 2nd, 2018, Mr. Borkin was released from DOC. He was arrested February 21st, 2018 by DOC staff on new charges. He was back in DOC custody February 21st, 2018 with a projected CSED of June 4th, 2018, 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 2005, theft, 1 year. 2011, disorderly conduct, 1 year. 2015, burglary, tools, possession, 1 year. This is his fourth term in DOC. CUIR score 4-4, mental health score 3, with SMI noted, substance abuse score 2. Gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Dipset Gang in Harlem, New York. Prior term supervision, 2005, TIS release completion, 30 days. 2011, TIS release completion, 10 months. His disciplinary violations are moderate with threats and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrests, 2002, shoplifting, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2008, terrorism, Minnesota, felony conviction, probation. 2008, misconduct involving weapons, Minnesota, felony conviction, probation. 2009, drugs, Minnesota, felony conviction, probation. 2009, domestic violence, Minnesota, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G7B8.
Thank you so much, Mr. Westby.
I do have status and charges from senior parole officer dated March 22nd, 2018, and it stated that no charges were ever filed.
Okay, thank you so very much, sir. That won't pertain to us since he pleaded the fifth, but thanks for sharing that information with the board. Okay, sir, we are back to you, sir. We do take note that when you were released homeless, and then you went to Traditions in Phoenix, and then you ended up at V-Ray, and that was the only places of residence that we show. Is that correct? That's those three places, homeless, and then Traditions and V-Way. Okay, sir, did you have any employment while you were out, sir?
Yes.
What were you doing, sir?
Working at Waste Management in Deer Valley.
Okay. So, what were you doing, sir? I know you work with Waste Management, but what specifically were you doing, sir?
Throwing away trash, accessing trash, things like that, cleaning up the areas, certain areas that either for trash to go away, that's it.
Okay, well, we're glad you had employment. That's always a positive from our standpoint when you are able to get out and find some employment, so we want to commend you on that. So you get a plus for that one, sir. also should note that you did have these remnants, UA, that were done, and I guess the ones that catch my attention initially was that you were positive for morphine and methamphetamine. You were on supervision. So was there any particular reason why you decided to use morphine? I believe that you did not have prescription, and I know you didn't have prescription for methamphetamine. So any particular reason, sir, why you started using while you were out?
I was just depressed, sir. I was just depressed at the time, and I used on accident, so that's about it. I was just depressed.
You say you used by accident. How did you use by accident, sir?
No, not by accident, but
I had used. Okay.
I apologize.
Okay, sir. Now, I do take note that, according to Mr. Westby, that you, well, I only raise this because it was raised in the report, that you are SMI. Are you on any type of medication for your SMI situation,
yes,
sir? What
yes,
type of medication? Do you know what type of medication you're on, sir?
Terazine,
Effexor, and Cogine. And why do you think the medical profession, the doctors, why did they give you that type of medicine, sir, or those types?
For schizophrenia, bipolar, depression, and PTSD.
Okay, sir. I'm just going to ask one other question, and then I'll see if other board members might have some questions for you. If you, I mean, whether we let you out now or whether you get out in June, well, what are your plans? Where do you plan to live, and what do you plan to do so that you won't end up being reincarcerated again, sir? What are your plans, sir?
I plan on going back to work and working with my SMI clinic to get housing and things like that.
So to where do you plan to live? Because when you got out initially, this time you were homeless, so where do you plan to reside, sir, when you get out?
A place called MRC, or get my housing back for my SMI.
Now, where were your housing for SMI? Where were your house there? That's Traditions and V-Ray, is that what you're talking about, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I guess what I'm really asking, let's think about it. I'm not trying to put you on the spot by no means. Now, if we don't let you out today and you get out in June, you're scheduled to get out in June, if there are no charges pending on you, I'm trying to figure out what are you going to do if you get out in June? You won't be, have a parole officer. You'll be out on your own. And as a board member, I'm concerned about you being out there so that you won't get in trouble again. So I'm trying to just ask, what will you do? Where will you find housing if you can't go to VRA or to the reentry center? What are you going to do, sir? Because you're going to be on your own unless you've committed some other crimes, because the other ones have not been filed yet. So, but if you're not incarcerated, then what are you going to do, sir? Where are you going to live?
I go to my mom and then for the time being until I get back on my feet, you know?
Okay, well, I'm glad to
that's
know.
What I was...
Go ahead, sir.
That's what I was doing at these places and stuff. I was waiting to get back on my feet with my SMI, you know? Get my
house
back.
Okay. And so we have your mother lives out here in Arizona, sir?
Yes.
In the Phoenix area?
Yeah, Maricopa,
okay, sir.
Yes.
Do you have any other relatives out here aside from your mother, sir?
My little brother.
Okay. So you do have some family out here. I'm glad to hear that, sir. So you have somewhere to turn. Okay. At this time, I'm going to yield to other board members to see if they might have any questions for you at this time. Board members, questions for Mr. Barkin. I don't see any questions at this time for you, Mr. Barkin. Now we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. I'm going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and decide what will happen to you, whether you will be revoked or continue on supervision. Anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
I apologize for using. That was a mistake that I made. If you guys let me out today, I will get back on my business. you know, where we live, my SMR place and everything. Just basically staying away from the drugs again. That's it.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, sir. Now, we're going to ask that you remain quiet as the board is going into discussion, but please stay on the phone, and the board will make its determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision, sir. The board is now in discussion. I find that Mr. Barkins is a very interesting young man. I know that he has SMI, and I think that he knows what he needs to do with that. I do take note that in 05 and in 11, he completed his supervision, and I see that as being a plus. But for some reason, I'm not sure what happened, but this time, while he was out, he started using methamphetamine as well as, what was the other one, methamphetamine and the other one, and as morphine without a prescription. And as a result of that, that's why we're talking to him today. Now, I'm just going to speak as one board member. Each board member speaks independent of each other, the way that I see it at this particular time, and but I'm prepared to be persuaded otherwise, is I do think that it would be in his best interest to complete his this term, be out in June, which is just a few months down the road, and then hopefully he could get himself together before he was released. So that's just my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Hearing nothing from other board members at this time, and I'm going to move to find Mr. Borkins did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision in as much as he was using methamphetamine as well as morphine. And and as a result of that, we do find that I find that it would be in his best interest at this time to complete a sentence. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded. Motion by myself, seconded by Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by Honorable Mr. Neal, Honorable Mr. Corinnes, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Sir, you, the board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision. You will be out on June 4, 2018, provided nothing else happens in terms of the criminal justice system. At that time, you're going to be on your own. You won't help a parole officer. But in the meantime, sir, may I suggest this? You don't have to do it. Work with your CO3 to come up with a plan. Contact your mother so that your mother and your brother will be ready to receive you when you come out in June. So we wish you the best, sir. Continue to stay on the medication. And this will end your hearing. And please put the CO3 back on the form, sir.
Thank you.